that recite River Ice 61, Whistling Jet 51, Martha Lennon 76, Top 55, Whip Miss 16, Blonde Clue 52, Nithia 16, Type of Turn 57 and a half. Get move around with local linen. Next one to move along would be Sun Top in the blue. With Miss Follows in the yellow rag. The brown then is carried by Blonde Clue. Miss Two in the black and Kate's return in the pink. Type one is moving up now, moving in. Racing at about very even start to a River Oak and Mystia the best out. Sun Top got away well, then Blonde Clue, local in and moved away well, and dropping out last of all in a bit of a scrimmage there is Cape the Sand with Mystia and Blonde Clue. Soon after, and out very wide, Sun Top and River Oak near the leader, near the rail are the leaders. They're well clear in front of local in and a good long gap then to Swishing Jet. They're followed by Swift Miff, Blondie Clue, Kate's return, and Mystia in the back. And River Oak has gone out in front of Sun Top, but local linen is coming hard at the fair of them. River Oak is the leader from Sun Top, local linen, and a long way back then a Swifting Jet in the straight. River Oak, Sun Top, but local linen is doing the better, and local linen has taken the lead near the line, and he beat either Swiftly for River Oak. Sun Top being next in behind those Kate's return, and then Blonde Clue, Swift Miff, and last of all was Mystia. Winner number three, local in a photo between Swift Miff and River Oak. The 754 yards event. The Citrus Take. Number three, local linen. One by Aline, two River Oak. Number two, Swifting Jet and Eckaway, third. 42 7/10 the time. Local linen being a Brindle White dog by Top Linen out of last harvest. And he is owned and trained by Mr. G. Moore.
Ninth event, Alapet, box 849 and a half. Dream Bar, box 267. Little Rena, box 352. Golden June, box 652 and a half. Rob's View is out, Big Tension, box 166. Gem Again, box 446 and a half. And Local Linen, box 7 weight 77. Back for the ninth race. That was Dream Bar, the next one, Little Rena, followed by Golden June. Next one to move round would be Big Tension, followed by Gem Again and Local Linen, the last one to move around. Elder Pet has moved up, Dream Bar moving into position, so too is Little Rena. Golden June, Big Tension about to move in near the inside. Big Tension about to move in, local linen moving in, Gem Again, one of the last to move in, Gem Again moving forward. Last one to move in, Gem Again, and the power is on. The power is on, the hill approaches, they're about to race. This is Belisario's Stake number one, and here they go. And going about the best out on the outside. Elder Pet bounced out in front of Gem Again, well away and in behind those Dream Bar. Local Linen badly away and in trouble on the first corner, could hardly win from there. And soon after the leader getting out in front with a clear advantage is Big Tension to show out in front of Golden June, Gem Again. And now Local Linen is going fast, but he's a long way back. And then Elder Pet, and they're followed by Dream Bar in the back. Big Tension out in front of Golden June, but here's Local Linen coming with a mighty run up to the home turn. Golden June out in front, but Local Linen is sweeping right around the outside, and Local Linen has now gone to the front and he's going to race away to win well. And Local Linen is coming right away to register a very easy win from Golden June, followed by Elder Pet and then Gem Again in behind those Big Tension, then followed by Dream Bar, and last of all in the event was Little Rena. Start, met interference, and went right off the course on the first turn. One went over 754 yards. Eight the pink, local linen from box seven by five lengths. Two for the green, golden June, box six. won the Red Alderped box 8, being a length and a half away third. 42 6/10. Local Linen, a brindle and white dog by Top Linen out of Last Harvest, is owned and trained by Mrs. G. Moore.
Second race on the programs being the Beaumont Park Stake number 2, and here the details. Glen Gerald, box 1 has drawn 56, weight 56. Local Linen, box 8, weight 75 and a half. Lady Bring Burn, box 5, 50 and a half. Belvedere Boy, box 4, 67 and a half. Cam Report, box 3, 70 and a half. Lady Gildon, box 7, 55 and a half. Dusky Jewel, box 2, 57 and a half. And Ream Star, box 6, weight 48. And away they go, and Glen Gerald and Ream Star beat them out. Getting away well was Lady Gildon. On the outside, Local Linen was next, and in behind those, getting a run through his Calm Report, and last of all, in the event, Calm Report now in the first corner, and Glen Gerald has raced to the lead, but Ream Star is there, and just in behind them, Belvedere Boy is going up, and here's Local Linen. He's got it one in one bound. He's speared to the lead, and soon after, Local Linen dashed away well clear from Glen Gerald, and they're followed by Ream Star, Lady Gildon, and then Belvedere Boy, Calm Report, and Lady Brinkburn last, but Local Linen is way out in front up to the home turn from Ream Star, and then Glen Gerald and Belvedere Boy, but Local Linen is racing right away for a very easy win, and Local Linen wins by a big space, about 15 lengths to Ream Star, followed then by Belvedere Boy, Calm Report, that's ahead of the others, Dusky Jewel, then Lady Gildon, Glen Gerald, and last of all was Lady Brinkburn. Well, he gave nothing a chance at all. He moved away fairly well, Local Linen, and he was up on the outside, nicely placed soon after the start, and he drove through on the inside, going out of the straight to take the lead, and that was the end of the section. He cleared right away. The winner is Sue the Tech, Local Linen, box 8. Number 8, the pink Ream Star, box 6, got second, and 4, the green Belvedere Boy, box 4, third. Photo for fourth placing. The winner here, Local Linen, won by 12 lengths by 3 lengths. The winner won by 12 lengths. 3 lengths between second and third, and the time 42 7/10. And that winner, Local Linen, is a brindle and white dog by Top Linen out of Last Harvest, owned and trained at Mount Vincent by Mrs. G. Moore, and undoubtedly he is a galloper of promise and a stayer of promise. 8, the pink got second, Ream Star, and 4, the green Belvedere Boy from Warhope ran third, 12 lengths by 3 lengths, 42 7/10. The third event. Go to the sixth event, and the runners here in the feature race. Ravada's Report, box 8, weight 68. Dipsy Rocket, box 4, weight 66. Amos Barker, box 2, 63. Biscuit Muldoon, box 5, 66. Top Again, box 1, 70 and a half. And Linny from box 7, weight 54 and a half. And now the power is on the Heraproaches, and they're about to go. Here they go now. Here, moving up. And go, and Biscuit Muldoon and Sipsy Rocket and Top Again vest out in front of Linny well away, and then Ravada's Report. Biscuit Muldoon had kicked away well free, but Top Again is going fast into second place. And they're followed by Tipsy Rocket, a good gap to Amos Barker, and then Linny up to the home turn. And Biscuit Muldoon is the leader. Top Again, again in trouble. And Biscuit Muldoon up to the home turn. 3 lengths to Top Again, followed by Tipsy Rocket and Amos Barker. Biscuit Muldoon, the leader, as they come to the line. And Biscuit Muldoon moves away to beat Top Again, who are feared most unlucky. Third in the event, Amos Barker, followed by Linny, Ravada's Report, and Tipsy Rocket last of all.
Seventh event, Buin Laird, 70 and a half.
Mahalama 51.5, Reway 52. Crazy Blue is out. Solar Beam 63.5, Bessie Zone 52.5, Ford Glen 62.5, Genus Hope 70.5, Aussie Worker 65, Registered Weight 65.5, and Free Trolley 54. Ango and Gina's Hope near the inside, and Mahala Ma bounced out in front of Solar Beam well away, and then going quickly up from the outside with a smart run, but going right off the course there is Aussie Worker, and there followed by Ford Glen soon after, and Gina's Hope got away well clear in front of in second place. There was Bessie's Own, there followed by Solar Beam. Bureen Lad was next, and then at the head of the others, Mahala Ma down and out of the straight, and the leader, Gina's Hope, is well clear in front of in second place. Bessie's Own, Solar Beam going up fast, and they're followed by Bureen Lad, but down to the hometown, and Genus Hope is well clear from Bureen Lad, and they're followed by Mahala Ma, Solar Beam, and Free Trolley, but Genus Hope is well clear in front of Free Trolley as they come down to the line, and Genus Hope goes on to win by any number of lengths. From in second place, there would be Mahala Ma, then Free Trolley, and they're followed home by Bessie's Own, Solar Beam, Bureen Lad, Ford Glen, and last of all was Aussie Worker. The winner is number 7, the black, and that is Gina's Hope from box 1. Bounced out in front to lead all the way. Gina's Hope is first, second placing 2, Mahala Ma, and third placing 2, Free Trolley. The winner, Gina's Hope, a fawn and white dog by Trolley Lad out of Last Harvest, zoned and trained by Avery at Broadmeadow. 7, the black first. Genus Hope first, Mahala Ma second, Free Trolley third. Time, pretty smart run for the class, obviously. 42.5, a very smart run, as a matter of fact. A very fast run for that class.
Race nice on Philadelphia Grand Racing for the Singleton Stakes. One case return. It hasn't won here. It's run 4th, 2nd and 6th from its last 3 runs. That's the South Coast Trucks, incidentally. 2 Choice Harvest, a winner 3 starts ago, and a runner from the North, and a recent 3rd-2 at Wentworth Park. 3 Flashes Image. It's won 2 of its last 3 starts. It's won a qualifying trial here in 27.6. Of course, this is 800 yards. And it's good decisively, over this distance, practically at the Wentworth Park track last weekend. Let's stand by for a few moments. Yes, they're getting close to the start too. 4 Happy Rondo has rated 27 seconds here in the other distance. And at Bullion Wednesday night, at the second over 675 yards. 5 Rondas first. She's been a rather consistent performer, and her last few runs have not been her best. 6 Flash Picture, who I know is the scrap, and one particular foot section has rated 44.4 here. The second, 2 starts ago, fell recently in a race in Newcastle, and the second here during September after 27.2 on a qualifying trial. They're being set in position, as the course announcer has mentioned. And number 9, Zing Zang, has won 2 of its last 3 starts. Slow beginner. But scored by a big mate to Wentworth Park on Monday night. They run down the straight past the paddock enclosure. And 1 lap of the track for race 9 from Harold Park. The track fast. Crowd of about 8,000 or 9,000 here tonight. And it's very humid racing. Kate's returned from near the rails with the first away with Flash's Image. Rhonda's first and now followed by Choice Harvest. Going quickly down, Flash's Image leads the length and 3 quarters from Happy Rhonda's racing on the outside of Choice Harvest. Kate's return on the rails and now followed by Born Leader in the gap in the field to along the rails by Happy Rhonda, now followed by Flash Picture. And Rhonda's first and last down towards the back end of the back stretch, and Choice Harvest is leading narrowly. with Case Return and Precious Image and Rabbi Ronda going up fast. They were followed by Fresh Picture and a gap for the rest of them, headed by Zing Zang. Born Leader, I missed that probably. I was in that bunch as they head for home, where Case Return is the leader as they turn for home, well out in the outside section. No Precious Image and Choice Harvest is coming with a scorching run to run past Case Return. The Choice Harvest goes away down towards the finishing line in front of to win over Case Return. Flat Born Leader, Precious Image, Tabby Ronda. Then coming the Fresh Pick and a gap to the next group headed by Zing Zang and Ronda's first. Number two Choice Harvest, first race boy. This is M. Green, trained by the owner and Maitland by Rocket Mac from Last Harvest. Made a two wins and two thirds from his last four runs. Scored his first win at Harold Park tonight. Second placing to number one Case Return. And third placing to number eight, Gizmo Born Leader. Official fourth place is Image. The margin in favour of Choice Harvest, three lengths. A similar margin between second and third. The winner rated 44.4 tenths of a second and winning the single and staked race nine at tonight.
Racing, Vincent Star in top platinum, and also Blue Honey's over the best out. Also, Willoway is right up trip, and it's right up trip taking the lead on the first corner from top platinum. Blue Honey railing well, and just behind those take count going up. And here is Vincent Star going quickly, and so too is Pity Power. Top platinum on the outside, now getting through his take count. And here is Vincent Star railing well. Vincent Star, a take count and top platinum. Vincent Star done the better. And Vincent Star beat take count, third out Busy Power, and just behind those top flats, and they're followed in by Trapper's Gold, and just behind those Blue Honey, and one of the last turns in the event would have been Rara Strip alongside Off Sudden Gift. The winner is number one, the red, and that is Vincent Star. We have the result in its entirety after race 11 here. Number one, Vincent Star, won by the half length margin from number six, take count. With number seven, Busy Power, being a half length back third, and the time was 29.6. Now, the winner here, Vincent Star, is a blue brindle dog by Spotted Lightning out of Miss Kibble. Very well bred young dog. Young dog, he's 3-year-old. He is trained at Mount Vincent by Mrs. G. Moore, who also owns Vincent Star.
Then tonight, the Seafield take number two. We have a complete field. The winners with their weighty weight, one red Debbie Green, 61.5 pounds. Dot one, two checked as Hazel Elaine, 50 pounds and seven. Three white is the Penning Silas, 57 pounds. Dot six, four green Pure Time, 57 pounds and five. Five yellow Guinea Care, 53.5. Dot two. Six banners, Blue Japina, 53.5, and eight, seven Blackers, Marina Mist, 56.5 pounds, and 4 and 18, Blackie again, 64 pounds, and three. Now, the second event tonight, Greyhounds now parade and make their way back to the 533-yard starting point. The second event tonight, the Springfield Stake number two runners and goats have now reached the starting point. One red Debbie Green and one, two check Hazel Elaine, seven. Three white Supreme Pilot, six, four green Steel Tone, five yellow Guinea Care, two, 6 pounds Ginger Pina, eight, seven black Narina Miss, 4 and 18 Blackie again and three. From the Powers on away goes the Bunny and Furball, Cindy Center from the Jenny in race two, the Springfield Stake number two about to go, and here they go. They're off and running. Debbie Green down near the inside moved away. Rosetoe two with Supreme Silas going fast out wide. Then Ginger Pina and Arena Miss right up there with them and cruised out to last. Now Hazel Elaine along the back and showing the way. Supreme Silas, Debbie Green moved up to join it. And they're clearing front of Jill Kine on the inside out very wide. Then Arena Miss just in behind them losing ground. Guinea Pair along gap then to Ginger Pina and Blackie again. Debbie's ring booted away as they came down near to the corner. Supreme Silas in second place then. Full time, but Debbie's ring will win. Debbie's Dream first, the Prince Dollar second, third Blue Sun, just in behind them, Marina Mister third, gap then Blue Blackie again at the head of the others, then in cavity with Hazel E. Lane, and last the great the Judge Jesus the Teen of one number in the frame, one red Debbie's Dream. Only one box was first, that used the photo between Supreme Starless Spring Skill Time for second and third. You'll find Supreme Starless second and third will get a skill time. First, Eddie's Dreams, only one box for white, got second, Supreme Starless Spring Six and third. The green skill time from five, I'll take them again. Eddie's Dreams first and one. The white, got second, Supreme Starless Spring Six and the green skill time third from five. We'll have one emergency time, all the coming up now. By a length and a half, a long neck between second and third, the run 29 and 7 cents. The length and a half by a long neck, 29, 7. And we'll talk back to you for the number. And so is the collection, the winning margin to gain a length and a half by a long head. A length and a half by a long head. And the pad lot is right, making judge of placing the people.
Hockey work about three, about three fishing. Weight, eight. Magic try, about 7, 71 and a half. About 1, 50 and a half, 65 and a half. And my apply, about 7, 52 and a half. And going about the best out in the center. Lucky Voile bounced out in front of Happy Penny, going fast along the inside. Luckborough got away well. There followed Barazzi Worker, Magic Fry, who was not handling the track at all well early and dropping out last. Fine Sun View with Goldful Girl. Happy Penny was well clear soon after, with Magic Fry moving into second place, and then a long gap. Two Lucky Voile, and there followed after long gap by Maya Fly. At the head of the others, Goldful Girl, and there followed by Luck Borrowed. And then at the head of the others, Fine Sun View and Aussie Worker up to the home turn. Happy Penny out in front, but Magic Fry, he's making a determined effort on the outside. Happy Penny first for home. Magic Fry soon after took the lead. And Magic Fry is going to run on and win well. He's a really good dog, this fellow. Magic Fry wins well from halfway away third. The girl, Aussie Worker second last and lucky. Five, the yellow Magic Fry, box six. And they don't handle the first turn too. He got into second place behind Happy Penny. Traveled about all the way, but on the first corner, outside of him, and they held him on the track. Five, the yellow Magic Try, box six first. Six, the brown Happy Penny, box one second. A photo for third. Got called, Maya Fly in front of Lucky Voile. The time, a good run, 42 and 5/10. And the winner here, Magic Try, he is a fawn dog by Magic Bullet out of Try House, a beautifully bred dog. Here is by Magic Bullet out of Try House. He's trained at Dora Creek by C.N. Fitzsimmons for G. Harris. Now you have the details of the 10th event on the program. The previous winner won by 2 lengths by 5 lengths, 42.5. 2 lengths by 5 lengths. The Waratah Stakes, the next event on the program.